are jamming out, our minds are finally clear.
Na 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 na.
Hey everybody, welcome to the fourth episode of Miller Boy Mondays. We are Cardiac Half.
Today we'll be taking a look at our fourth song called Work in Progress.
Yep, it came out in July of 2018. It's a summer bop, if I say so myself.
It's pretty vibey, it's pretty fresh.
Right.
So we're still coming, you know, we've got a little bit of summer left, so check it out, Jan.
That's right. Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram TV. There's a really cool lyric video that Drew and Chris Spears made for it. So you could check that out on Instagram TV and YouTube.
It's yeah, so cool. I downloaded, I think it was Adobe Premiere, it's a free trial, and then like spent literally 30 days trying to figure out how to work it just to come up with that lyric video. And then Chris took it to the next mile. So
that's right. That's right. So this was the second song we recorded at Hey Hey Studios, and we had a really good time recording. But before we get to that, Drew, you wrote the song.
Yep.
I've always kind of debated between whether it's better to write lyrics first or melodies first. What's your approach to this one or your other songs? What do you think?
Well, generally speaking, I come up with a hook first, perhaps, or other times I start with chords, and then from there I'll start improvising some melodies and whatnot. This particular song, I started with a hook, and it's the OG hook. We kept that as it was, didn't change it, so it's like that.
Right, so we've had like, you know, 3 to 5 or 6 or yeah. 7 versions of this song, anything from like rock to acoustic to what it is now, and so it's cool to see that process. But Drew's right, the hook has stayed the same through all of it.
The song itself is in fact a work in progress, all pun intended.
Always. Which, speaking of that, this might be cutting it too soon, but we have another version of Work in Progress coming out in a few months, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. It'll be something new for you guys to hear, so please check it out. We'll let you know when it comes out.
Right. So for Work in Progress, though, you did come up with the hook first and then built words based off of that?
I did. I remember standing outside in the garage, and I was waiting for you. I don't know what I was doing. I just, it was rolling through my head, and so I'm sitting there, like, envisioning things and beats and stuff.
Drew plays air guitar and air drums really well, so he was, like, going through his mind of the hook and stuff.
If you want to take air drum lessons, I'm your guy. Or air guitar.
That's right. You can even give him air money for his lesson time.
That is true. I will gladly accept air visa, air all that jazz. Anyway, yeah, so kind of came up with that song just on the fly. It just kind of came to me. It was about 20 BPM faster than it is now.
Dang, that's really fast.
Yeah, it is pretty quick.
And what are the words about? I mean, anyone who listens to the song kind of has their own interpretation of it, but what does it mean for you?
Lyrically speaking, it's definitely a song about finding your place. And I've been asking people that are much wiser than me, much older than me, that have a bunch of life experience. I'm like, hey, so, you know, kind of tell me how you found your place. Like, what was your process like? And they'll say, hey, you know, most of them will say things like, I haven't figured it out yet, so I'm just going through the motions, and they say fake it till you make it. So that was my takeaway, was that really nobody on planet Earth has any idea what they're doing. They're just kind of doing it. And that's kind of what this song is about. It was just people telling me, hey, you should do this, that, and the other, maybe try this, that. You need to get a 401k, you know, get a job with benefits, all that kind of stuff. And it was like, hey, you know, I've got time for all that. I'm just trying to live right now.
And especially when we're trying to pursue music, it's like everyone we talk to, not everyone, but some people we talk to are like, okay, that's a fun hobby, but what's your what's your main goal? And we're like, oh, music. And they're like, well, what's that? You know, is that just a project? Or so anyway, it's really tough because everyone thinks you have to just work until you retire, which is what Work in Progress is just saying, like, hey, that might be for some people, but it's not for me, and that's okay.
I hope not. Now, you know, at some point we'll figure out, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yeah, for the time being, the song is just about, I'm going to find my way. you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Like, I love that line. Rome wasn't built up in a day. Like, I'm going to find my way. Just give me a little bit of time to process all of this.
When we got to the studio, we had a good amount of the song done, but we restructured some things and moved the pre-chorus to the bridge, at least the chords. But then we didn't really have any lyrics or anything in mind for the bridge, and the song we released before, Killing Me Slowly, had an instrumental with no lyrics, so we were like, well, we need to add something to this bridge, so...
Yeah, let's do something different.
Right. We were like, what could we do? And so I'm pretty sure it was me who suggested...
It's always your idea.
At the end of that night, I was like, I got it. Let's do a rap. Let's do something really cool. Let's try to do a rap. And we came back the next time.
You had to do vocals.
Right.
We hadn't done vocals yet up until this point. And so Ryan was like, okay, well, if you're down with that, let's try it. Just go home and write something. So... I went blank for however long till we went back in the studio. I just couldn't think. And so the day of, I mean, a few hours before we go into the studio, I sit down and I'm like, there's no way we're actually going to do a rap. Like, there's no way I'm going to rap. So I'm just going to pretend and I'm going to try my best. And so within 30 minutes, I have the rap as it is in the track. And I was actually like, as soon as I got done, I was like, dude, I hope we use this because this is actually really cool, in my opinion.
We even had a couple friends who were sitting in the studio session with us, and I think at first they were like, these white boys are trying to rap.
Yeah, I was like, what?
And then once we all kind of heard it and felt it, we were all like, this is cool. We want to do that.
I think I did it in three takes, you know, and then it was that, and that was what you... heard on the track.
And it's my favorite part of the track lyrically. What kind of life will you live if the only life you live is after retirement?
Right. And we want to live for more, you know. We want to live for the moment. We want to live for right now. We don't want to just do a 9-to-5 and then retire and then die. Just to put it frankly.
Performing this song live is also super, super fun for a couple different reasons. A, we get the crowd singing along with us. We like to teach them before we start the song.
Right.
The pre-chorus, which is na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And it's an easy melody, gets them singing. And then each time they hear it in the song, they start to sing it out with us. So that's pretty cool. That's one of the positives of what we love playing about that song.
Yeah, and it's not hard. So once everybody starts singing it, and people have like sung it out at shows, and it's like, dude, that's amazing.
Yeah, it feels good.
Really good.
And then the other part is when Drew does start to rap on the bridge part, people are like, what the heck? Why are they rapping? It's like, I don't know if they see it coming. And you normally get cheers afterwards.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like dies down for a second and people applaud. It's a good feeling.
Either they're clapping because they actually enjoyed that, or they're clapping because they're like, dude, props for attempting.
Yay, the rap is done.
Hopefully it's the former, not the latter.
But I would say that one of the main reasons why this song is fun to play live is because Drew whips out these awful 60s or 70s dance moves.
It's the disco, baby.
I think we might have mentioned it, but we're currently in the market for a choreographer, someone to teach us dance lessons so we don't have to see more of those moves. So please help us if you can.
I mean, they're not... Okay, well, they're not great.
But what's fun is when the crowd starts doing it with you.
And it's and they've done it. And I said, look, if I'm going to make a fool of myself up here on stage, you guys better be going with it. And they do.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's a fun life song.
I think that, do you remember when we were doing some promotions on Instagram before the song came out or after it came out, and we posted the clip of the na-na-nas, and you see Ryan... thought at first that during the pre-chorus, Drew was saying on and on and on and on and on and on, because he just assumed it was like a driving song, like, and they're just going on and on.
So it's the whole blue, black, and white gold dress thing, or what's the other one, Laurel?
Laurel or Yanny?
Yanny. Laurel and Yanny.
So it's kind of up to the listener's ear. So we put it on Instagram as, hey, what do you hear? And we had people vote for it. You might have taken part of that. Thank you. And I think my favorite comment was someone replied back and said, I think it's on and on, but if it is on and on, the pronunciation is so bad. And I was like, oh, well, good thing that's not what we're saying.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Yes, the original goal was nah, nah, nah. But whatever you sing when you're listening to the track, more power to you.
Yeah, so we actually had our people vote on the artwork.
Yeah,
as that well. Was, we that had was like another five thing. Different artwork options.
Right, and we couldn't decide. We had Ryan even came in clutch and designed a few covers. And
I Drew, designed some.
Drew designed some. And we were like, what do we do? And so I was like, man, let's take it to the gram. And so you guys voted, and what won was the cover that we picked. And
for the single,
right.
Yeah.
So you guys helped bring that to life along with Ryan's artwork skills. Back in 2011, when I had my open heart surgery, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta was the hospital that was there for me through all the surgery, was there for my family. With the follow-up, they were really critical in our time of need. And so because our band name is built around my heart condition and Drew's deaf ear, we've had the cool opportunity to partner with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta for different fundraisers, our release show. We donated over $700 to the organization because it's something that we see as benefiting others, and we wanted to take part in that.
Because of our partnership with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, we had the really cool opportunity to go and tour the hospital and meet some of the kiddos and just get to know them a little bit. The cherry on top of it all was that we got to go into Seacrest Studios there on the hospital's premises and do a radio program for the kids.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because the different locations of Children's Healthcare, one in Nashville, the one in Atlanta, and a couple others, all broadcast from their studio to the patient's room. So they have, you know, something to watch or something to take part of if they can't get out of their room for some reason. So what's neat about Seacrest Studios is that in Nashville at the Children's Healthcare, Dolly Parton was streaming on their radio show. And so all of these kids, if any of them were watching, saw it go from Dolly Parton then to Cardiac Half, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's crazy. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And so we got to play a couple songs.
One of which was Work in Progress. Yeah.
And that has to be my all-time favorite memory of that, just because there were a couple kids sitting in the room with us while we were recording,
yep.
And they just had so much fun, and we had so much fun seeing them enjoy themselves, and that's got to be my favorite memory of Work in Progress.
Yeah, so you go in thinking that you're going to put a smile on these kids' faces, and you end up, you're the one that gets that smile, because the kids are fantastic, they're so joyful despite their circumstances.
That's right.
And it makes you a better person because of it.
Yeah, we had a really good time, and that's a memory that I won't forget.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that again in the future.
That's Work in Progress for you. If you've heard the song, we just want to give you just a behind-the-scenes look of what else has gone into it and our memories of it.
We really do thank you guys so much for watching these videos. I hope that you are enjoying them, and we hope that you like the songs as well. Feel free to share these videos or the songs with your friends.
Until next week, my name's Dylan, this is Drew, we're Cardiac Half, and this is Miller Boy Mondays.
Have a wonderful Monday, you guys.
They look at us and think we'll crash or hit a nail and get a flat. They say if you're not bringing in the big money, you can't pay for gas. There's some truth to that. But what kind of life will you live if the only life you live is after retirement? Keep your mouth